Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I have a repeat customer, and I'm so happy. Rachel Van Ruden is back, and she is with Juniper, and she is the provider relationship manager for Juniper, which is a wonderful organization that we are going to learn more about. And she has brought with her today Jenna Radent, who is a class instructor of a very important class that they have coming up in January. So we're so happy to help you get the word out about diabetes prevention. Great to see you. How have you been?
I have been wonderful. Thank you, Mo.
More about Juniper.
So Juniper, we are a network of community organizations across Minnesota that offer healthy living classes for Minnesotans. And these classes cover things like fitness, fall prevention, managing chronic pain, and diabetes prevention. And I'm here with Jenna today because Jenna is one of the class instructors. She does some of the exercise classes with Juniper as part of NyGuard Fitness. And she's also going to be doing diabetes prevention program as a brand new class.
So you mentioned things like, you know, the prevention of falls and that type of thing, but then you also got real specific with diabetes. Why is that something that you as an organization are super interested in?
Yes. So this is diabetes prevention or pre-diabetes is one of those things that sneaks up on people. We know that about 96 million Americans or one in three are actually living with diabetes.
Type 2 and type 1?
Well, pre-diabetes. Let me clarify. Living with pre-diabetes, but 80% of those people don't even know that they have it. And pre-diabetes, it's different from type 1 and type 2 because what it means is your blood sugar isn't normal, but it's not quite high enough to be type 1 or type 2. And the good thing about knowing if you have pre-diabetes is that you can take action to bring your blood sugar back down and prevent developing type 2 diabetes.
So is this something that we could figure out on our own, or would a doctor have to diagnose us?
There is some tests, some screenings you can do. We have some on our website on yourjuniper.org as part of our registration process for classes. So you can, sometimes you have an idea if you might be, if you might have prediabetes just based on your lifestyle. So based on your exercise habits, eating habits, as well as your BMI. Otherwise, another helpful way to know for sure is to get a blood test with your healthcare provider. Get a blood glucose test to understand where your blood sugar really is.
Diabetes is very serious, isn't it?
Absolutely. If ignored, pre-diabetes, it can lead to things like blindness, kidney failure, heart disease, stroke, and even loss of like fingers and toes. Nobody wants to live like that. We all want to live healthy and well and confidently. So it's important to take action and make some changes to prevent diabetes.
And that's one of the things that Juniper really strives for, isn't it? I mean, that's, you're all about just really trying to get people to be the best they can be. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, you work with many organizations to help make that happen. I really enjoy the fact that all your classes are there free or low cost. How can you do that?
Because of grants and health insurance.
Okay.
So the diabetes prevention program is actually a Medicare and Medicaid benefit. So people who qualify for it based on their blood sugar testing, so they're proven to have type or have pre-diabetes, qualify for it as a free Medicare benefit. And a lot of people don't know that. So they're not getting their blood sugar tested. They're not taking advantage of these classes that are there to help them improve their health. And like you said, Mo, all of our classes are here to not tell people what to do, but to necessarily, but to give people tools to feel confident managing their own health.
Let's hear from you, Jenna. Tell us about NyGuard Fitness.
Yes, I started with NyGuard Fitness a good 5 years ago, and it's right up my wheelhouse. I've done fitness classes and personal training my whole career. I've done a lot of different continuing education provided seminars and different research-based programs as well. So when this fell in my lap, it was really right down my avenue as far as working on people with their behavior changes, because I know it's not easy to make changes, and going into the communities is something I'm extremely passionate about. Years ago, I was a community center director. I've worked worked with every population. I really, really enjoy working with that versatility. And so this is an opportunity to be able to get any walk of life participating. And people that don't necessarily have this benefit through Medicare can also participate as well. And maybe Rachel can tell us a little bit more on how they might be able to do that. But again, this is going to be a great opportunity for anyone that is really looking at having that support network. This program is going to be all year round. And so we meet very regularly at the beginning. First few months, we're going to meet weekly. And then we kind of span it out a little bit to where we're meeting bi-weekly and then eventually monthly to really stay in contact. And I think that's the thing that I want to drive home today is the thing that I've noticed across my career in the 20 plus years I've been doing this is it's a lot different to try to do things on your own or have that one-on-one support with someone like myself that is a health professional. But being able to relate to other people that are going through the same things and trying to make the same changes. And this is going to be very participant driven. So I'm going to be the facilitator, providing the content and in the talking points, but definitely relying on everyone who is coming to the class format to participate and really start sharing their trials and tribulations and, you know, their hiccups, because we're all going to have them. We're all going to fall on our face and make a mistake, and we learn from that, and how do we go back? And so there's really no wrongdoing in this class. It's all about this, you know, maybe getting someone else's perspective and how they got through that challenge. But my background in working with Nygaard Fitness and doing mainly fitness classes for them, I know Kelly said that this was right down my wheelhouse since I love to do educational things and support people in their overall behavior changes.
And Rachel, that is exactly what Juniper does, isn't it? It works with organizations. So how are you affiliated with Nygaard?
Yeah, so we call Nygaard Fitness a provider. So they're one of about 60 providers in the Juniper Network that offer classes. And we all come under the Juniper Network, the Juniper umbrella, to make these classes easier to find and also make it easier to get funding for classes so they can be free or low cost. So these classes have been, classes like these have been available for many, many years, but there wasn't one website to go to, one phone number to call to be able to find them. And now there is with the Juniper brand or umbrella. And then, like you said before, we have grant funding to help me keep these classes free and low cost. And we also have health plan contracts. So the diabetes prevention program is a benefit of Medicare, Medicaid. And we also have some contracts with other health plans as well, which helps us keep the costs as low as possible. So there are no barriers to participation.
So let's talk about this specific class that you wanted to tell our listeners about.
Absolutely. Jenna, do you want to share more?
Yeah. So like I was mentioning initially, is that there's a total of 22 sessions, a minimum, and across the course of the year. And initially, we're going to start months 1 through 6. We're going to meet weekly the first 8 weeks, and then we'll transition to bi-weekly, and then once a month. And the topics are going to be working on ways to get active, coping with challenges in your activity. That's where I can use a plethora of examples and encourage people. We can do some hands-on type things to really help people get comfortable getting active no matter what their challenges are. Coping with those challenges in activities and just making any little behavior change. We'll talk about healthy eating practices and all of the challenges that come along with making those changes. And the philosophy with this program is to take it very small, very deliberate steps so that it is very doable for everyone to make their changes. And when they're ready and in their own space and time, and again, having that support to come back and talk about it again the week later, or, you know, discuss how that went and share their experiences with that. We will be working on using healthy tracking techniques as far as your eating. And so that will kind of bring to light so people can really recognize that things are already doing quite well and building upon those things versus tracking to look at what we're doing wrong versus always, I want to keep it in a positive light. And again, that's something that I really found
works better, probably.
Absolutely. And it for sure. And it was something that this diabetes prevention program was well on board with, is focusing in on the positive changes. So again, we'll be walking with a lot of education around serving sizes, again, how to track, understanding those crazy food labels and how to make sense of those. And I'll try to make that as easy as possible and find the things that are most pertinent for people that are pre-diabetic to focus in on. And of course, looking at other areas of healthy living that are going to impact these, managing our stress, getting good quality rest practices. And so
how does that impact diabetes? I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, so if we are under a constant state of stress, right, our body, yeah, exactly, our body is not going to utilize cortisol as appropriately as it can, will release more. It, again, you're in that state of, I don't have time to do this, I can't do this. It seems like we're always up against something if we're feeling stress, whether it's physical or emotional stress. So we will go through different techniques of how to cope with those. And again, pull out the things that people already know that they do well. Maybe they just haven't been implementing them. But just even being more organized is a part of managing our stress, getting good quality rest so that you feel like you can put that attention into your self-care. Being better at planning and organizing is going to help us plan those meals out, make better choices when we go into the, you know, certain situations like the holidays coming up, and just having that mindset of what you want to see yourself do successfully. And it's really hard to do those things when you feel, again, you're in that fight or flight response all of the time, whether you're physically or emotionally stressed out, or you just haven't gotten any sleep, you can't concentrate. So the last thing you want to do is go exercise or, right? So again, those things we're going to tackle very small, deliberate, focused, strategic steps that we come up with as a team.
And certainly the timing of this is wonderful. January 12th, you're kicking it off. And that's something that I would assume a lot of people really just want to get healthy in the new year. Mm-hmm. People talk about losing weight, but that probably is a byproduct of all of this. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. So
the timing is wonderful. Tell us a little bit of the specifics of the class when they run.
So the class is going to start on January 12th. So it's going to meet on Thursdays from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the South Washington Area Community Education Building in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. And so to register, you can go to yourjuniper.org/classes/register/3658. Or you can call Kelly, Jenna's boss, at 612-751-9151.
So tell us a little bit more about some of the success stories that you've heard about.
So one of my favorite success stories, it actually came from a couple years ago, and it has to do with two best friends, Gail and Phyllis.
And this is a true story.
This is a true story. These are real class participants up in central Minnesota. So Gail was struggling with her weight. She would also learn from her healthcare provider that she had a pre-diabetes diagnosis through a blood test, and she also had high blood pressure. She saw an ad for the diabetes prevention program in the local paper and decided it was time to act. She called her longtime friend Phyllis and asked if Phyllis would accompany her on a year-long journey to better health. So they both signed up, and along with information about nutrition, exercise, stress management, all the things that Jenna was describing, the class also included setting incremental individual goals for exercise and nutrition, as well as weight loss. And so when Gail started the class, she weighed 204 pounds. Throughout the year, so slowly, she lost 70 pounds, cut her blood pressure in half, and is no longer pre-diabetic. She'll also tell you that she gained confidence and has become more social, taking up group classes such as line dancing and Zumba. And now Phyllis, she weighed 217 pounds during her first weigh-in and is now down 76. She explained that she was eating healthy before, but she was eating too much. That's what she learned, that portion control. So now she's tracking her nutrition and her sodium with the MyFitnessPal app on her phone and does 10 miles a day on her recumbent bike. And so everyone's goals are going to be different. So for these two women, Gail and Phyllis, they had some pretty significant weight loss goals that they ended up achieving over the course of that year by eating better, exercising more. For others, that'll look a little different. So I had a family member that took the class because she found out she had high blood sugar. And she is a pretty fit person, 5'9", probably weighs maybe 150 pounds, exercises regularly. But like Phyllis, learned that she wasn't eating the right things and she wasn't eating the right portions. She was exercising, but she needed to eat better in order to bring her blood sugar down. So she didn't lose as much weight. She did lose a little bit of weight. And I like to share that example as well, just so that people don't feel like there are going to be these tremendous weight loss goals, because it does really depend on the person. But a lot of people do see weight loss because of that focus on increasing activity in whatever way that might look for the individual, whether it's being on a recumbent bike, especially if you're on one of those stationary bikes in a Minnesota winter, if it's going to classes, if it's it's walking. For every person, that's going to look different. I mean, it should look different because it should be something the person enjoys. But the getting that activity level up coupled with eating better is tremendously effective. And what the original research for this program shows is that the National Diabetes Prevention Program class is actually twice as effective as medications at preventing the development of type 2 diabetes. So the class itself was found to reduce the development of type 2 diabetes. I always have a hard time saying that, by as much as 58%, whereas prescription medication reduced the risk by only 31%. And for people over the age of 60, it was actually found to be even more successful. So it reduced the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by 71%. So when if you think about bang for your buck and where you put your time, and it's so hard, and like as Jenna was saying, with stress, when life gets busy, it's hard to take time for ourselves to make sure we're eating well, we're exercising, we're sleeping, but that's tremendously important for our health. And if you look at where do I want to put my time and energy to get really good value in improving my health, this class definitely has that value, and at a great price because it's free thanks to the grants and to the health plan contracts that we have. So we do ask for insurance upon registration so that we can see if people have the class as a free health plan benefit or not. If they do, great, we build a health plan. The participants don't see a copay or anything. If not, then we cover their participation with grants.
So who is eligible for this program, please?
So you have to be over the age of 18 to participate. You have to have a BMI, so body mass index, of 25 or higher, or if you are Asian American, 23 or higher. You have to have a blood test that shows that you're in the pre-diabetes range. And there's a couple things that you cannot have. So you cannot be pregnant, you cannot have end-stage renal disease, and you cannot already have type 1 or type 2 diabetes. And if you're unsure about any of those criteria, those are things that we help you with as part of the registration process. And since we have some grant funding, we may be able to include you in the class, even if you don't meet all of those criteria, because we know how important that information is.
It really would be a wonderful way to start the new year out, to really, as you said, invest in yourself. And those statistics you just quoted were really compelling.
Mm-hmm.
So are you so darn excited?
I am excited, actually. And I think to speak to the success story and some of the statistics as far as people who participate in this program, is it any new, crazy, newfound information? No. It's how we're doing it in a group with a team. And again, all you need is one or two people to be on the same page as you, and you can start to pedal that bicycle wheel forward and start to realize, oh, if so-and-so can do this, I can try this a couple times and see how it works. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. If you're that person that's been to the doctor in the last year and the doctor says you're pre-diabetic, you need to start taking care of your health. Okay, so how do I do that? This is perfect for you. Or maybe you know exactly how to do this. Maybe you're a nutritionist and you know everything to do, but you don't have the team to be on. And here we are. I think that's what I'm most excited about, is have a team approach to it.
Well, I think you both are a great team. Good luck to you. Thanks for coming in today. Again, this program starts on January 12th. You can register at 612-751-9151, or we will post the link for the registration on our Facebook page. We want to thank our guests today, Rachel Von Ruden and also Jenna Radent. And we thank you both for coming in today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.